Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's the Platters bringing us back. Tony Williams, that's his lovely voice, the lead singer for them. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. That book's won 5 international awards. Brad Huskins here. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books on salesmanship. I'm a salesman, not a PhD. Still one of my favorites. Munchies for Salespeople, that's another one. Sales Tips You Can Sink Your Teeth Into. Brad, thanks again for being here. Folks, he's forgotten more about sales and sales training than most of us will ever know. You gave us 4 areas that people need to focus on in sales training: the product, the techniques, the operations, and customer service. Let's talk about techniques this time. You're talking about communication skills, how to ask questions the right way, how to close people, how to know when to close, that kind of thing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what you said. There's 2 components of it. There's the art, and then there's the science. And I give people what I call the science of sales. And, you know, even that is changing rapidly. And, you know, when I started this company way back when, 1996, you know, Al Gore hadn't even invented the Internet yet. So that was a joke, by the way. But, yeah, I mean, just the way people communicate with each other today is changing, you know, very quickly. And if you're not up to date on the latest technology where it comes to communication with people and, you know, how to clientele and how to keep customer records and all those kinds of things, you know, it's going to pass you by. Yeah. So, you know, I just stress.
But all the new technology still doesn't give you a right to abuse the techniques, and we talked about this in the last hour with one of our guests, Brad. You know, in the old days, when you, as you said, before the internet, I was there too. You know, we would cold call. We wouldn't even call on the phone. We'd walk up and knock on the door. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? But even in those days, when you could actually do business that way, because their salespeople were doing the same thing, even in those days, it was kind of a fool's errand. Today, it's a complete fool's errand. But people are doing it, instead of face-to-face knocking on doors, people are doing it by email these days, Brad.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, you can't violate somebody's personal space. You got to adhere to somebody's...
And they're not even good emails. They're bad.
Exactly. And I don't even read those things. I mean, we just...
Right.
If you're like anything, like I am, I just go through and start hitting delete until I find one that I want to read.
Yep.
But, you know, those are few and far between, so... You know, it's just a matter of making sure that you have a consistent, ongoing training process in those 4 areas so that you stay up to date and you attend the trade shows and you read the books and you Google, you know, what's going on in your industry and all those kinds of things.
But, well, I just think that when it comes to the techniques, you really – this is, and these are areas that I think are woefully inadequate on Main Street, Brad, and that is teaching people how to ask questions the right way, how to make sure you don't ask a directive question that will get you a yes or a no when you want information, how to use the interrogatives, use the interrogatives, who, what, when, where, how, and why to in the front of a question so that requires the other person to say something besides yes or no. How do you ask the direct probe when you only want them to say yes or no, and agree with you, so you can move on? Those kinds of things. This is unknown to a large degree out on Main Street. What do you think?
Well, and you know, I have a couple of what I call key questions that are so gosh darn important. I think they should be asked in 99.999% of all presentations, and it amazes me how most people don't even get 1 or 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just asking a customer who recommended our company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just asking that question alone, it implies that you get lots of recommendation. It lays the groundwork for future recommendation. It starts building trust immediately because they assume that you wouldn't have asked unless you get a lot of recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
We can start selling ourselves and selling the company and all those things. And, you know, I just talked to a group last week that, you know, they're not asking, person mm-hmm. than all the sales, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what's important? You
what's more, diamond, what's the, there's important? Nothing like more powerful. There's nothing more powerful in sales. There's nothing you can discover in sales more powerful than determining what motivates the buyer. That's what you just said.
Exactly.
What motivates them?
Exactly what I mean, too.
Mm-hmm.
What motivates them? What's going to inspire them to make the purchase today? So,
and, Brad, you mentioned the internet earlier. If you don't find that out, you also won't know where they're plugging in. If you start out, if you assume they know nothing, you'll insult them because they probably know almost as much as you before they get there.
That's exactly right. And that's where, you know, I think we've gotten, not we, but in general, salespeople have gotten a little bit lazy because the public is more educated.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think they have to know as much as the customer does, but by God, they have to know more than the customer does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're shopping the internet, they're shopping, you know, the other businesses and those kind of things. So, I mean, you got to know what you're up against from a competitive standpoint and sell yourself and sell your company against whatever it is your competition is, because it's not, you know, I keep telling people it's not the product that you're selling it. You know, I can get the product anywhere for credit.
Yeah, that's right.
But
that's
I can't
a commodity.
Do it, get it from you.
That's a commodity. Everything's
yeah,
a commodity
exactly.
these days. And nobody
yeah.
worries about whether they can get it at the price they want anymore either. That's the other thing.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Hey, Brad, hold
that's
on to that thought.
More important.
IASTraining.com. You still got your munchies you send out every week?
Yeah, I got Sales Insight, which is a newsletter that I send every week. And don't forget Munchies, too, Jim. You said Munchies 1, but I got Munchies 1 and Munchies 2.
Oh, that's right. There's two of those. I forgot about that.
Yeah, two of those Munchies.
The hits just keep
they
coming,
multiply.
Folks. The hits keep coming. Quick break. Right back with Brad Huskin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.